Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary hosted by me, Spencer. Thank you very much for joining me on this journey of edutainment where I educate you and I entertain you, hopefully, possibly. Let's do this. The first word in this episode is the second form of the word dump. D-U-M-P. You gotta say it like that. Dump. Noun from 1784. 1A, an accumulation of refuse and discarded materials. All of the gross stuff that nobody wants anymore is just piling up into the dump. Just yesterday, my wife and I watched an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it was, I think it was season 3, and they were at a dump. A couple of the characters were at a dump, and one of the characters was standing on this giant pile of garbage bags and stuff. And I just was thinking, like, what are the logistics of him being up there and then coming down very quickly? And then I realized, oh no, it's just a mountain of dirt that they just put garbage bags on. It's not an actual pile of refuse and discarded materials. They just make it look like it is. 1B. A place where such materials are dumped. So the place is the dump, and all of the stuff together is also the dump. 2A. A quantity of reserve materials accumulated at one place. The reserve materials. So I guess it's the stuff that you don't really need right away, that maybe you don't need, maybe later you need it. Maybe 2B will give us a bit more information. A place where such materials are stored, as in ammunition dump. So it's like a cache. It's like your closet of ammunition. All the extra reserve ammunition is the dump, and then where that stuff is stored is also the dump, the ammunition dump. 3. A disorderly, slovenly, or objectionable place. It's kind of a hard word to say. Disorderly, slovenly, or objectionable place. So maybe this is like the part of the city where you don't want to go, where there's seedy people, and maybe it's kind of dangerous. It's the dump of the city. Number 4. An instance of dumping data stored in a computer. So you are dumping the data, that would be the verb form, and then just the action of doing that, the time that is happening, that is the dump. You got the dump going. And the last one is number 5. This is often vulgar, and it is an act of defecation. This is, I think, probably where most of our brains go to when we think of dump. And this is one usually used with the word take. Take a dump. I have always been baffled by this phrase. Take a dump? Am I really going to take a dump? And am I going to put the dump in the toilet and then take it? No, I am not taking anything. I'm not taking a dump. I'm dropping a dump. I am depositing a dump. I am not taking a dump. It's just the strangest way to use those two words together, and it's bothered me for a while. But you know what? I still use it. I'm going to go take a dump probably after this. You know, it's the morning time. That's sort of my regular schedule. I'm going to go take a dump. We all take dumps. We all do it. We all dump. We got to dump out this stuff that we're not using anymore. We don't love that stuff, but it's just a part of human nature. Deal with it. Let's all go take a dump. Dump it up, din the dump, dump to dump. All right, no more of that stuff. Maybe this is why my listenership has gone down. Okay, a sound effect. I guess we're just going to go. The next word is dumper. Noun from 1856. One that dumps. If you're taking a dump, you're a dumper. But more specifically, 1A. The synonym is dump truck. So I don't know why. It's such a good two words together. A dump truck. A dump truck. They got that sound in there, both of the words. A dump truck. 1B. a device used for unloading freight cars by tilting or dumping. It's got the stuff, and they got all the sand or the coal or the something in there, and you got to dump it out. You got to get it out of there somehow. So you need a dumper. Two, a state of collapse, failure, or ruin, as in the economy is in the dumper. I forgot my word. I thought it was dump. No, the economy is in the dumper. I think I've heard the dumps. Maybe it's in the dumps, but I don't know if I've heard it being described that way. Is our economy in the dumper right now? We've got this whole inflation thing still going on. I think sometime this week, as I'm recording in early May, the Fed is going to raise the interest rate again to see if they can slow down inflation. I don't know. Are we in the dumper? Maybe we're always in the dumper. It's just different types of dumpers. Okay. Next is dumper truck. It's not dump truck. It's dumper truck. Two words. Noun from 1972. This is British, and the synonym is, of course, dump truck, which we're going to see later this episode. And maybe the sound of the dumper truck, it goes... Dumping is next. Noun from 1857. One. The act of one that dumps. The person, the thing that is dumping is doing the act of dumping. Especially the selling of goods in quantity at below market price. And I believe in the first form of dump, we had something about that selling things at market price or below market price, because you're just trying to get rid of it. You're just trying to dump it out. Just dump. I gotta dump these things out of here. Let's do some dumping. Two, the practice of refusing emergency medical care to poor or uninsured patients, or of referring them to another hospital without the hospital's consent. Whoa. Okay, this is some serious business right here. This is called also patient dumping. So you don't want the patient, because they're poor or uninsured, which means that the hospital isn't going to get paid. And so you just dump them off onto some other hospital who also may not want them, and so they're going to dump them off. Okay, you know, this is a problem. This is a problem with America, that we are not paying for people's medical care. So many other countries in the world, especially in Europe, people come, they got a medical problem, and it just gets paid for. People should not be being sent from one place to another because they need medical attention. If they need medical attention, they should get medical attention. I'm not saying anything that nobody has said before. This we are all well aware of this problem, but dumping patients from your place to another place who may never get the medical attention they need, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. This so pisses me off. If people need medical attention, they should get it. The money should not be a part of this whatsoever. Take money out of the equation. Please and thank you. Thanks. Can you fix that, please? Okay, great. Let's move on. Dumping ground. Two words. Noun from 1857. We've seen... So dumping is also 1857. Dumper is 1856. What was going on in there that time? They started using a lot of dump words. Okay, number one for... No, what we're on dumping ground. It is a place to which unwanted people or things are sent. It's also maybe could be called the dump. You send them to the dump. It's the grounds, the land where you dump things. It's the dumping ground. Dumpish. This one is an adjective from 1519, all the way back to the 1500s. Oh, I wanted to say real quick, the word hospital, we were talking about hospital in the dumping definition. I was listening to the History of English podcast, and they gave some very interesting etymology to the word hospital. Now, I can't remember exactly what the etymology was, but it's in one of the very early episodes, maybe episode 7 or 8 or something. And, it was just so fascinating. Listening to this podcast is so fascinating to learn about why we have the words that we have. And, hospital was part of that. It was super fascinating. Okay, we did not talk about the synonyms for the word dumpish because I got distracted by hospitals. The synonyms are sad and melancholy. I'm feeling so dumpish. Well, the etymology says it's from the word dumps, which we're going to see in a minute here. But yeah, it's like I'm feeling in the dumps. Oh, I'm down in the dumps. I'm feeling dumpish. I think we need to bring this one back. Are you feeling sad or melancholy? Then you are. You're feeling dumpish. It's just so dumpish today. Dumpling is next. Totally different from these other things that we've been reading today. This is a noun from circa 1600, 1A, a small mass of leavened dough cooked by boiling or steaming. I like dough cooked, just any kind of dough. You cook it up, put some stuff inside maybe. Yeah. Now in this case, it doesn't say anything about having it filled with something. It's just the dough that's then cooked. And you just pop it in your mouth and you're like, that was a dumpling. I don't feel dumpish by eating a dumpling. 1B, a usually baked dessert of fruit wrapped in dough. Yeah, similar. It's still got the dough thing going on, but this time we got fruit inside. I don't know what kind of fruit, any fruit you want. Put it inside, and then you bake it. You don't boil it. You don't steam it. You bake it. And then you just look at it. That's a pretty dumpling. 2, something soft and rounded like a dumpling, especially a short, fat person or animal. That is what it says. Maybe Violet from Willy Wonka, maybe she was a dumpling. This probably isn't the nicest thing to say of a human being. I don't think an animal is going to care if you call them a dumpling. You know, it could also be a term of endearment. You could say it in a nice way, and that's fine. But don't be mean and call somebody a dumpling. But anything soft and rounded, like a dumpling, maybe my belly, maybe my own little soft and round belly is a dumpling. Don't go boil or steam or bake it, though. That might hurt. This is probably an alternative of the word lump. So you got maybe a tray of dumplings or something. You just throw these things into the pot. It's just a bunch of lumps. That's what they are. Dumps is next. Dumps and lumps. Noun from 1529. So this is 10 years after dumpish. So it seems like maybe dumpish came first, even though the etymology says dumps. So what are dumps? A gloomy state of mind. The synonym is despondency, as in the dumps. A place that most of us go to sometimes, especially us adults. The realities of life just get to us. This just can be a little bit hard to take. Sometimes we got a bad day. Maybe it's a whole week. Maybe it's a month. You could spend years in the dumps. In that case, you might want to get some therapy and possibly some medication to help with that. Nobody should be in the dumps for that long. I don't want that for anybody. I had a time when I was in the dumps, for sure. But I think I'm pretty mostly out of that. Yeah. Good days and bad days. We all get them. This is probably from the Dutch word domp, which means haze. Maybe you're feeling in a haze when you're in the dumps. From the Middle Dutch damp. And there's more at the word damp. Yeah, maybe if the air is damp, it's kind of hazy. And it's all, you know, when it's all cloudy and rainy. Everything is kind of damp and hazy and dumpy and dumpish, and you're in the dumps. Some people love that weather, but not everybody. Next is dumpster with a capital D. This is a trademark. I had no idea that this was a trademark. And it is used for a large trash receptacle. I just thought we called them dumpster because you dump stuff in them. But I did not know that that was a trademark. And then it just became the thing that we call it. It's like Hoover and Kleenex and Coke. That's fascinating. Speaking of that It's Always Sunny episode that I talked about before, the reason that they were at the dumpster, the whole episode started because they found a baby in a dumpster. They were at a dump. I don't know if I said dump or dumpster. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. They found a baby. The gang found a dumpster baby, and it just goes on from there, as you would expect with those crazy, insane, hilarious characters. Dumpster. Next, moving on to dump truck, noun from circa 1924. This is almost 100 years old. An automotive truck for the transportation of bulk material that has a body which tilts to dump its contents. You gotta put the contents in it. You know, we also call this a garbage truck, probably. You gotta get the contents in there. You got some very respectable human beings who go around picking up all of your trash, your garbage, your dumpy, gross stuff. You gotta give them the respect. And then, when they're all done with it, the whole thing tilts so we can dump it out onto probably a dumping ground. All up in the dump. We need to clean up our dumps, though. We got too many organic materials that shouldn't be there. They should be composted. We got too many recyclable materials that shouldn't be there. We also just use too much stuff. We create too much trash. The plastics, all that dumb, dumpy, crappy stuff. It's a problem. It's a problem. Dumpy. Adjective from 1750. 1. Being short and thick in build. The synonym is squat. Short and squat and thick is dumpy. Those are the facts. Number 2. The synonyms are shabby and dingy. So maybe if a car is not in great shape, it's got a bunch of paint dings and rust and other things, and it's shabby and it's maybe falling apart a little bit, it's a dumpy. It's a dumpy car. Dumpily is an adverb, and dumpiness is a noun. So it's kind of two main things, either not in great shape or short and thick is dumpy. This is, again, probably from the word lump, pretty much, or the English dialect word dump, which means lump. So it's similar to dumpling. That's the sound of things being dumped. Is it accurate? I don't know. I don't care. It's a fun sound to make. Next is dumpy level. 2 words. Noun from 1838. A surveyor's level with a short telescope rigidly fixed and rotating only in a horizontal plane. Are these the things that when you see the people out there, it's a tripod and the thing, and they're leveling out things. Maybe they're getting ready for some construction. I don't know what they use them for. Probably a whole lot of things. I've always been curious about those things and how do they work exactly. But they're called a dumpy level, and I am now very confused as why the word dumpy is in there. And it doesn't say. Level makes sense. I think they're trying to figure out what's level with the thing. And it, because the telescope goes horizontal, so they can look all around, maybe in 360 degrees. But dumpy, that's weird. Well, that was the last D-U-M word, so logically we now have to go to done, D-U-N, first form, adjective from before the 12th century. 1A, I should say, I don't think I'm really familiar with this word, done, but so maybe we're going to learn something here. 1A, having the color done. The color is done. So if something is colored done, it is done. It's done colored. What color is done? 1B is talking about a horse having a grayish yellow coat with black mane and tail. So based on that, I would assume that the color done is grayish yellow. I don't know why. Hopefully we get to learn why dun color is grayish yellow. So, yeah, if a horse has that color, it's a dun horse. It's a dun-colored horse. That horse is done. Finished. Number two, marked by dullness and drabness. And yes, I would probably say a grayish yellow would be kind of dull and drab. Yeah, that's how I think. Dunness, with a double N there, D-U-N-N-E-S-S, that is a noun. So this says that it's from the Old English dun with two N's, and there's more at the word dusk. So maybe at the time of dusk, that would be as the sun is setting, maybe it could have a little bit of a dun color, a grayish yellow. It's getting dark, but it's still kind of yellow from the sun. Yeah, that makes sense. That's an interesting etymology. The second form of dun is a noun from the 14th century. Number one, a dun horse. I guess the dun-colored horses are common enough. You gotta call it, there's a whole word for it. Number two, a variable color averaging a nearly neutral, slightly brownish dark gray. Now that's a little bit different than what we read before. So maybe if it's on a horse, it's more grayish yellow. But in general, when you're talking about this color, it's a nearly neutral, slightly brown, dark gray. So it's still gray, but we got more browns going on than yellow. It's so subjective. Color is very subjective. Three, a sub-adult mayfly. So they're not quite adult. Maybe they're juvenile, probably not a larva, because that's a whole different stage. But then also, an artificial fly tied to imitate such an insect. What? So maybe a younger mayfly is a dun, but then a fly that is made by humans, made to imitate the dun, is also called the dun. Why wouldn't they come up with a different name for that? The third form of dun is a transitive verb from circa 1626. One, to make persistent demands upon for payment. So you just want people to pay. I'm dunning. I need my payment. Please and thank you. So I'm going to dun you because I need my money. And if we're going to have some problems, if you don't give me the money, I'm going to keep on dunning you. Number two, the synonyms are plague and pester. Same idea, but it's not about money. Pestering somebody for something. Hey, you know, please help me out. Or, you know, put me on your show. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to keep on bugging you over and over and over again. And it's dunning. Yeah, I've not heard of this one. And the origin is unknown. We don't know where this one came from, which always fascinates me. The fourth form of the word dun, noun from 1628, one, a person who duns. So this is going to be the person who's pestering and plaguing and making persistent demands. They are a dun. Two, an urgent request, especially a demand for payment. So the action of the demand for the payment is dun, and then that actual request is also a dun. Yep, I have not heard of this, so I'm fascinated. I guess, are we just done using this word? It's from the 1600s, almost 400 years ago. So yeah, we probably just don't use it anymore. Next is Duncan Fife. Two words. The first word is capital D-U-N-C-A-N, and the second word is capital P-H-Y-F-E, Duncan Fife, adjective from 1926, of, relating to, or constituting furniture designed and built by, or in the style of Duncan Fife. And of course, we got to put a link in the show notes for Duncan Fife. Who the hell was Duncan Fife? Probably somebody who made furniture and had a very specific style in the early 20th century, the first quarter of the 20th century. Wonder what it looks like. Maybe we should post a picture on social media as well. At Dictionary Pod on Twitter and Instagram. The next word, dunce. D-U-N-C-E. Noun from 1570. I'm sure some of my teachers back in the day considered me a dunce, but, you know, that's just how life goes. Okay, it is a slow-witted or stupid person. Again, not the nicest thing, especially these days. It was probably more common many decades and hundreds of years ago. But that's what we call a slow-witted person, I guess. Why do we do this? Why do we call them dunces? Well, it's from John Duns Scotus, and Duns is D-U-N-S, could have been pronounced dunce, spelled differently though. So John Duns Scotus was, it says, whose once accepted writings were ridiculed in the 16th century. So, do we need to find examples of this guy's writings? Why were his writings ridiculed? Wow. This one person is the reason we have this word dunce, the reason we call slow-witted or stupid people, we call them dunces because of John Duns Scotus, who must have had just terrible writings. Oh, come on, we got to give him a bit more respect than that. We need to be done with this word, I think. Well, our last word is related. Dunce cap. Two words. Noun from 1840. A conical cap formerly used as a punishment for slow learners at school, called also dunce's cap with an apostrophe S. This is the meanest thing that you can do. You're ridiculing a child in school in front of all of their classmates, maybe their friends, maybe somebody that they have a crush on that they like, maybe in a romantical way, and you're calling them out, you're punishing them for learning slow. Oh my God, this is a problem because everybody learns differently. You got people who learn one way, you got people who learn another way. I don't know, there's like 17 different ways that people could learn. This is why you need things like a gifted program for people who understand concepts better and they can have classes and teachers who can focus on that. And then you got people who might learn in a different way. You got neurodivergent people, people who have autism, who learn in a totally different way. You need to have maybe classes that are maybe focused on the way that they learn. I understand that the education system isn't really set up for that, but that's kind of the ideal situation. So punishing somebody for learning slow is just so mean. And then you put a stupid-looking conical cap on their head? Oh my God. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I don't think people were literally putting a dunce cap, but we were well aware of the dunce cap, maybe in cartoons and things like that. Did I ever wear a dunce cap? Hopefully not. I think that they were done with dunce caps by the time I got to school. Oh, that's so mean, but if you want to use it as a joke in a cartoon, that's fine, but like, in reality, it's so messed up. All right, it is time for word of the episode. So we got to pick a word. We had today: dump, dumper, dumper truck, dumping, dumping ground, dumpish, dumpling, dumps, dumpster, dump truck, dumpy, dumpy level, dun, 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 Duncan Fife, dunce, and dunce cap. I mean, I do sometimes feel like a dunce. I don't know. I feel like we just got a big dump, right? We got to dump stuff, dump it. We're making too much. Oh, let's just turn this into a song. We're making too much stuff in the dump. I don't know where I'm going with this. I mean, I kind of know, but I guess it's not coming out great. We're making too much garbage. It's going in the dump. Too much stuff is going in the dump. The dumps are getting big, so big and gross, and we got to stop putting stuff in the dump. But I'm gonna go put some stuff in the toilet. It's a dump. I hope you appreciate this, just the ridiculousness. This is what it's all about. If you like it, send it off to other people. What movie did I last leave off at? Joe versus the Volcano, I think I had not mentioned that one. Saw this when I was a kid, didn't really remember it. Glad I watched it again. It's a silly, fun movie. There could be some cultural appropriation in there. It's a weird line because there's a lot going on there. Meg Ryan plays three different roles in this movie. I think she had a lot of fun with that. She did a really good job. Early Tom Hanks. It's very stylized. It's kind of cartoony. It's a very interesting stylized comedy about life. And yeah, some good stuff in there. All right, that's enough for today, class. Nobody got put in the corner wearing the dunce cap. You are all excellent learners, including myself. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.